CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, and today is World Bee Day. To find out more, we're going to catch up with Cass now from MyHomesteadingSecrets.com. Now, we had Cass on a couple of weeks ago to talk about the importance of bees, but you've created an interactive video on your Facebook page, Cass, which kind of explains the life cycle and how a bee colony works. It's pretty cute.
It is, yes. It just tells a little bit of a story of all the different chores that they get up to every day in the hive.
Might be more designed for a younger audience, but I've got to say, I actually learned quite a bit watching that.
That's right, yes. It's not just a case of having a queen and a few workers flying around. Yeah, it's a little bit more detailed and quite amazing, the jobs and the way that they progress through those jobs through their lives.
And your fascination of bees is kind of built on this, because there is such a process involved in having a bee colony.
That's right, yes. And the bees are forever producing more honey and nectar and whatnot, and then we come along and rob it and pop it into jars for our well-being.
So, okay, in a quick snapshot, how does a bee colony work?
So a bee colony has the one queen, generally. You can get two, but generally speaking, there's one queen. She will mate early in her life with a few drones that have been hanging around waiting for that elusive day of getting to mate with the queen. And then she only mates that one time in her life and stores all that sperm until she lays her eggs throughout her 3 to 5 year life. So that gets the colony started.
And then there are myriad, like, it's quite divisive in a colony of bees, because you've got workers and drones, and then what happens?
Well, the workers, after they hatch, they all get to go through what you would call an apprenticeship, whereby at day two they start their working life as cleaners. They clean out the cells, polish them up, get them ready for the queen to lay some eggs. Then they move on to becoming undertakers, where they remove all the dead bees, clean up the bottom of the hives and that sort of thing. And from there they move on to being builders, producing wax, making the cells, bringing new comb and that sort of thing. And finally they get to see the outside of the hive when they become the security guards at the front entrance.
It really is quite incredible, isn't it?
And I can see why you're fascinated by that.
It is, yes, yes. And, you know, I suppose their best job of all is to get out and do a bit of foraging, which happens after the security detail is finished, if they survive, that is. And they head off and learn how to forage for either nectar or pollen.
No quarantining there, that's for sure. Straight in with the good stuff. Now, obviously, we want to encourage people that might have kids that are still looking for stuff to do to check out your video on your Facebook page, because it is quite informative.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I had a bit of fun doing that in my quarantine days here in northern Tassie. So, yeah, it was an interesting time.
Right, and I guess we should wrap this up by saying that bees are really important, this World Bee Day.
World Bee Day, of course.
Again, why are bees so important?
They're so important because they are important to our food chain. So we need them as pollinators for all our crops and things that we eat, nuts and berries and fruits and things like that. So we do encourage everybody to plant flowers and things that they can forage on. So that, you know, that does continue.
Great. Where can we find out more information?
Yeah, for the video, you can head over to my Homesteading Secrets Facebook page, or I welcome anyone to subscribe to my email list on my website, myhomesteadingsecrets.com, just to keep up to date, and you can download the flowering guide so that you can plant all the right things for bees from the website.
Perfect. Happy World Bee Day.
Oh, thank you.